With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It was Hurricane Helene's storm surge in Florida's Tampa Bay area that claimed many lives. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
When Hurricane Helene struck Florida on September 26th, an 8-foot wall of water pushed ashore on Barrier Island communities north of St. Petersburg. 12 people died.
It just came so fast.
Dave Barringer lives in Reddington Shores.
So even if you wanted to leave, there was no getting out.
Many people living near the beach ignored the mandatory evacuation orders and had to climb into attics or onto roofs to survive. Among the victims, 71-year-old Aiden Bowles of Indian Rocks Beach. In his final call with a friend, the retired restaurant owner said he wasn't worried and was going to bed. Cody Fritz with the Storm Surge Unit at the National Hurricane Center says they want people to take the warning seriously because their lives are seriously at risk. I'm Jennifer King.
The death toll now stands at 215, with many people still unaccounted for. Some Democrats in Congress are accusing Israel of timing its war strategy to help Donald Trump in the November election. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Some say Israel's decision to mount a ground offensive just prior to November amounts to foreign election interference, says Senate Foreign Relations Committee member Democrat Chris Murphy. Quote, I certainly worry that Prime Minister Netanyahu is watching the American election as he makes decisions about his military campaigns. Some Democrats fear the Middle East in chaos reflects poorly on the Biden-Harris administration's foreign policy and puts candidate Kamala Harris in a bind as she tries to appease anti-Israel voters in her own party. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 341 points, the Nasdaq rose 219. This is SRN News. Canada's assisted suicide law is being challenged.
A group of organizations that advocates for the disabled is taking the government to court over new rules that allow disabled people to take their life with the help of a doctor, even if their condition is not terminal. Canada legalized physician-assisted suicide in 2016, and since then it has regularly expanded limits on the practice. The advocates say that a growing number of disabled Canadians are seeking suicide because they are poor or lack other forms of support. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia have approved a sweeping measure designed to limit the LGBT agenda. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoption by gay couples, and public endorsement and depictions of LGBT relations in the media. It also bans sex change operations and changing gender designations in official documents. This is SRN News. Bird flu has wiped out nearly two dozen wildcats in Vietnam.
State media VN Express is reporting that a zoo in the southern Vietnamese city of Bien Hoa had to destroy a panther and 20 tigers, including several cubs, after they tested positive for the virus that causes bird flu. The manager at the zoo tells state media that the animals looked weak, refused to eat, and died 2 days later after falling sick. They had to be incinerated. A zoo caretaker says the animals had been fed raw chicken from a nearby farm. The virus H5N1 initially had been a highly lethal menace to migratory birds and domesticated poultry, but it has evolved. I'm Donna Water.
Two dairy workers in California were infected with bird flu, the 15th and 16th human cases detected in the U.S. this year. The new cases were found in dairy workers who had contact with cattle. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.